It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, let's talk about the fight that's coming up later tonight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. We played this for you yesterday. Maybe you missed it. Boy, they have been selling this fight. Mike Tyson slapping Jake Paul yesterday was the best promotional tool that they needed. If I was the people running Netflix right now, if you were going on there to watch Orange is the New Black or Ozark or Love is Blind or whatever show they got, the number one thing when you turn on that app, I would show you Mike Tyson slapping Jake Paul and tell you that they are planning on fighting later today. Boy, have they been selling this fight. They even got the kids in on the promotion of this thing.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. Absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone?
One of my good friends told me this, and I've tried to keep Jake Paul's fight career in this lens. For those of you that are around my age, you know what I'm talking about. You maybe loved the NBA, you loved college basketball, but you also really appreciated And1, and you knew that the two were very different. If you want real hardcore boxing, trust me, it is out there. Tyson Fury fights in a couple of weeks. You can watch Terrence Crawford. You can watch Canelo Alvarez. You can watch Tank Davis. If you want the best boxers in the world, this fight is not for you, and that's not what Jake Paul is. You know what this is? This is WWE. This is Rocky fighting Thunderlips at the beginning of Rocky III. This is an exhibition. It's fun. It's entertaining. I'm not telling you to put any real money down on this fight. Why would you do this? But am I going to be sitting down in front of the television watching on Netflix Mike Tyson go up against Jake Paul? Absolutely. Now, let's be real here, folks. I know that you guys have it in your mind that Mike Tyson's the baddest man on the planet. I'm guessing at some point you have sat next to your friend and you guys have had a beer or been eating wings and you asked, hey, how much would it take for you to take a punch from Mike Tyson? You were thinking about Iron Mike Tyson. This is Michael Tyson. They are not the same individual. I am here to tell you that your childhood is going to be ruined later today when you see that under 30-year-old man pummel on your childhood hero is what's going to happen later today. Jake Paul is about to beat Mike Tyson's up. That's what he's about to do. He's about to beat him up. I'm telling you that's what's about to happen. So if you are watching this just hoping that Mike's got a little bit more magic in those gloves, that he can just connect with one shot, just know that Mike Tyson would usually be in bed by the time this fight's going to start. You know what's about to happen. They'll give you a little intrigue in the first one, maybe two rounds. The fight will continue on. Mike will be tired, and Jake will do just enough to keep you interested and keep you on the app so you don't turn it off. I got Jake Paul by decision today. I don't think that Jake Paul's knocking him out. I don't think that Mike's knocking Jake out. I think they're going to box. I think it'll be fun. Mike will kind of do something crazy. Ho, ho, to get you all excited. And nothing's going to happen. If you are expecting to see Mike Tyson that was dating Robin Givens, then you need to go on YouTube and watch that fighter, because that is not the one that's going to be on Netflix later today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.